Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you once again this morning for an opportunity to gather together and fellowship one with another. And we thank you, Lord, because the entrance of your word always gives light. And today, once again, let that word bring light into our souls, into our hearts, into our situations, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, Lord, glorify thyself once again. And let your people rejoice in thee. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's be seated. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. The Lord is good. This morning, my message will be, hopefully not too long, the Lord is able. Amen. Amen. The Lord is able. That is what we are talking about this morning. And I have some scriptures that I want to share with us and then preach for just a few minutes and see what the Lord is going to do for us. Amen. I'm going to take a text of scripture from Romans chapter 4. I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter 4. We're preaching on the Lord. He's able. I'm going to read from Romans chapter 4, verses 21 and 22. Verses 20 through 22, actually. Romans 4, 20 through 22. Talking about Abraham. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he, the Lord, had promised, he also was able to perform. And therefore, he was imputed to him for righteousness. Abraham knew that what God had promised, he was persuaded that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able. See, that's that word again. He is able. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Unto him that is able. See, the Lord is able. Abraham, he was persuaded that the Lord is able. And we must be persuaded that the Lord is able. Now, is the Lord able to deliver? Is he able to meet your needs? Is he able to back up his promises 100%? And is he able to bring to pass everything that he has already promised? In Daniel chapter 3, verse 17, we know the story of the three Hebrew brothers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And when they were about to be thrown into the fire, they said unto Nebuchadnezzar the king, our God is able to deliver us from the fire. And he will deliver us from your hands, O king. Blessed be the name of Jesus. They were persuaded in their hearts that the Lord was able. See, perhaps if they had said, well, we don't know about the Lord being able to deliver us and so forth, maybe the Lord would not have shown up. But they said, the Lord is able to deliver us. Of course, they said, even if he doesn't, we still will not bow. But we already know that he's able to do that. So they knew in their hearts that the Lord is able to deliver. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The Lord is able to make you stand. See, the Bible says in Romans chapter 4, chapter 14 and verse 4. I'm just going to read a few of these verses. Romans chapter 14 and verse 4. It says, you know, unto your master you stand or fall. And indeed, he is able to make, he's able to make you stand. He says, who art thou that judgest another man's servant? Romans 14 and verse 4. To his master he standeth or falleth. Indeed, see, his master is able to hold him up. And God is able to make him stand. God is able to make you stand. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I'm just going to read a few of these promises, where it tells us that God is able. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. It says unto us that God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Say, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. So we know that God is able to give you all grace so that you may excel in every good work. That God is able to make you have sufficiency in everything. That's what the Bible says. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 21, the Bible even says that God is able to subdue all things unto himself. See, we must be persuaded of these things, that God is able to subdue all things unto himself. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, it says that God is able to keep you. See, also, it says the same thing in a different way in Jude 1 verse 21. Let me read 2 Timothy real quick. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. It says, for which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know who I am believed. I know who I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Are you persuaded this morning that God is able to keep you in all things? Have you committed anything into his hands, and do you know that God is able to keep that which you have committed unto him? In Jude chapter 1 verse 21, it says that God is able to keep you from falling. He's able to keep you from falling. Jude chapter 1. See, our God Jude chapter 1 verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. The Lord is able to keep us from everything. Now Hebrews, I'm going to just read these scriptures first, and then I'll say what the Lord wants me to say to you this morning. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18. It says, for in that he himself, talking about Jesus who has suffered all things, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able, to uphold, that's what that word means, succor. He's able to uphold all them that are tempted. Jesus is able to uphold us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25. He says, because Jesus has an unchangeable priesthood, because he ever liveth over the house of God to make intercession for us every day. Wherefore, in Hebrews 7:25, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God, seeing that he liveth to make intercession for us. God is able, Jesus is able to save us to the uttermost. He's able to carry you clear on through eternity, both from here and into the world to come. And he will do it too, if we believe him. Praise the name of the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 11, we are told that God is able to save from death. Even Jesus, in the days of his trials and his, testings and so forth, after he had offered strong crying unto God, he said that he knew that God was able to save him from death. In Hebrews chapter 5, it says in Hebrews that God is able to save him. Who in the days of his flesh, Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. See, God is not only able to save us from death, he is able to raise from the dead. Praise ye the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 11, talking about the annals of faith, he talked about Abraham. You know, after God told him to offer up Isaac. And here's what he had to say concerning Abraham. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 19. Here's what he has to say. Abraham even believed that God would be able to raise up Isaac from the dead. It says, accounting that God was able to raise up Isaac. See, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. See, Abraham believed God, and he knew that God was able to raise. Now, Jesus, here is where we are leading to with all of this. Jesus promised us some things that I'm going to give you in the next three verses that I'm going to read. Jesus promised us eternal life, and we must believe that he is able to deliver on that promise. Now, he says in John chapter 5, turn with me to John chapter 5 and verse 21. Now, this is where we are really going with this message. John chapter 5 and verse 21. It says, for as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son, he quickens, that means to make alive, quickens whomsoever he wills. See, the Lord, he said, the Father raises up the dead, and he quickens them. See, even the Son also quickens whomsoever he wills. And Jesus goes on to explain what he means by that in the next chapter of John, chapter 6, reading from verse 37. John chapter 6, verse 37, it says, all that the Father has given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but to do the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that all that he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Jesus is able to raise up us again at the last day. Whether by the translation or otherwise, one way or another, he's able to raise at the last day. And he said, this is the will of him that sent me. John 6, verse 40. That everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. Do you believe that he is able to keep that promise? And I will raise him up at the last day. He said it so many times. He also said in John chapter 6, verse 44, no man can come unto me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. In this chapter, in at least three places, he makes it point blank, I will raise him up at the last day. He also says it again in the same chapter and verse 54. I will raise him up. Say, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Do you believe that Jesus is going to raise you up at the last day? You know, this is the faith that Jesus said, when I come, shall I find faith upon the earth? Will you be believing when he comes that he is able to raise up? Now, but back onto our everyday life. Is God able to keep his promises? Let us look at some examples in the Bible. There are some examples in the Bible. The example of Abraham. When God gave him promise, we already read it. God gave him promise at the age of 75 that he was going to have a child. And he said, through your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And he even told him to change his name from Abram to Abraham. And he went about saying, I will be the father of nations. But he had not a single child. And he went about saying that God is able to make my seed, see, to be like the sands of the sea. And I guarantee you, it was ridiculous. And the people mocked him. They probably made fun of him and said, Look at you. 100 years old. You don't even have a child even. And now all of a sudden you are going to have more children than all of us put together. All our children are here. You don't even have one. See, they mocked him. But Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But he was persuaded that God was able to keep the promise. How many of you say praise the Lord? And it was counted unto him for righteousness because he was persuaded. Now let's look at another person in the Bible real quick. The story of Joseph. Joseph had a promise for many years. And he said, I saw the sun and the moon and the 11 stars. Even made obeisance to me. And so forth. He said, I saw all their sheaves, bowed down to my sheaves and so on. And then he said this thing repeatedly and they hated him for it. And in fact, one day they plotted against him and they threw him in the pit. And then finally they saw the caravan coming from Egypt and they sold him to slavery and said, we'll see what will become of your all your visions and your dreams now and all of those things that you said. But Joseph knew. The Bible said the word of the Lord tried him. He knew that the Lord was able to keep that promise. And at the end, did he ever? And Joseph, not only did he rule over them, he practically ruled over the world at that time. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now here is the best example of all. Jesus himself. See, in Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Say, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. From henceforth, expecting until all his enemies be made his footstool. That's in Hebrews chapter 10, see, and verse 13. He's expecting until all his enemies, see, he knows that what God has promised, he will fulfill. See, and he saw all the sons of God coming forth. See, and he endured the cross because of it. And he did not even despise the shame, the death of the cross, because he knew, you know, what God the Father, see, had sent him to do. And he said, I will lose none of them. I will raise him up at the last day. Now, today, when God gives us promise, sometimes the word of the Lord is tested. But do you know that God is always able to fulfill his promise? Turn with me to Psalms 40. And let us talk for just a few minutes on what it takes as we know that the Lord is able to fulfill his promise. Let's talk for just a few minutes on what it takes to inherit that promise. In Psalm chapter 40 and verse 1, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Sometimes there is patience that is required. Most of the time, actually, the Lord will try that promise. The word of the Lord unto you will be tried. And whatever it is that he has given you and has promised you, sometimes it will be tried. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, we are told of all of the great things that all the people of faith did. And at the end, we are told that these all died in faith, having not received the promise. We haven't seen them afar off. See? But the God concluded them to be in faith, even though they did not receive the promise. See? Now, some people think that if you don't receive the promise, that means it's because you have no faith. No, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says these all died in faith, having not received the promise, because God said it wasn't time. Sometimes God says it is not time, but you must be persuaded in your heart that God is able. And as long as you are persuaded in your heart that he is able, that is all that counts for your righteousness. See, whether he brings it at that time or he brings it later or he delays it through some higher purpose, for some higher purpose known only to him, whatever the case may be, you believe in your heart that the Lord is able and he will justify you by your faith. Blessed be the name of Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. We're talking about God is able. But through all of it, you will need to have faith and you will not need also to have patience. You must have faith, and you must have patience as you wait for the promises of the Lord. Whatever God has promised, it doesn't matter whether it takes a day, it doesn't matter whether it takes a week, a year, or 10 years, or even 25 years, or however long it takes, the Lord that promised is able to bring it to pass. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. Say, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So there is a little suffering that is required on your part. After that you have suffered a while. See, God put that there so that we will know that it's not always every time that you get whatever you are believing the Lord for, just like that. Sometimes you have to wait patiently. Sometimes you have to suffer. Sometimes God will test your faith to see whether you are going to give up on what he promised you. But you stay right there with the word of the Lord. And the Lord will always, he will always give you the victory. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. And verses 12. I'm going to read from verses 12 to 15. Just a brief exhortation for you this morning. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 12 to 15. It says that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. See, faith and patience is required to inherit the promise of God. For when God made promise to Abraham, and that's Abraham again, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee. And multiplying, I will multiply it. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Well, the trouble with today with people is they don't want to patiently endure. They just want to obtain the promise right now. And if the promise is not there right now, then they give up. See? And if you give up before the appointed time, then that means you didn't have any faith to believe with, to start with. Because the angel of the Lord, the time angel, he's never late and he's never early. He's always on time. And when it is time, when the appointed time, the Bible says when the fullness of time was come, he sent his son, made, see, from the seed of the woman. God always has timing in everything. There is a time for everything. There is a time for you to suffer a while. And then there is a time for you to endure with patience and wait for the promise. And then there is a time when the light will shine and the promise will be yours. Blessed be the name of Jesus. But we must endure faithfully. We must, even if we have to suffer a while, we must hold on to the promise. Psalm 27 and verse 14 says, wait on the Lord. He says we should wait on the Lord. See, you must wait on that promise. Whatever it is that God has promised you, you must wait for that promise. You know, the Bible says wait on the Lord. And again, see, you must wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. See, wait for his promise. Though it tarry, it shall not tarry long. It will surely come to pass. Wait for that promise. Don't stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. So God has promised some of you things, but because it's not forthcoming the first day, the second week, or the first year even, sometimes people give up. But you must wait for his promise. The promise of God, even all his promises, are yea and amen in Christ. And he will never let one of them fall to the ground. The only way that you will not inherit the promise of God is if you stagger through unbelief. In Psalm 37 and verse 34, it says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. See, when you wait on the Lord, he will bring it to pass. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, sometimes people lose their patience. That's where trust in the Lord comes in. Say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust is like faith that has been tried, put through the fire, and you just keep trusting the Lord. You stay right there. No matter what, you just know that the Lord, he promised, and he will bring it to pass. Paul, he said, sirs, I believe God. The angel of the Lord stood by me tonight and he promised me that none of you will perish, but you must stay in the boat. If you do not stay in the ship, if you jump ship, you will perish. Paul told them. But he said, you must stay in the ship. Say, I believe the Lord. Do you believe the Lord? Do you know that God is able to make all grace abound toward you? Do you know that God is able to keep that which he has promised? This was why it was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. This was why it was accounted to all of those people in Hebrews 11. Even though they did not obtain the promise. But God concluded them in faith. See, they died before the promise came. But because they had that faith in their heart, they knew that God was able. And God, he concluded that they were all in faith. And he will raise them up at the last day. Today, we have challenges. Today, we have situations that are facing us. Today, you may even have forgotten the word of promise that God gave to you. Generally, the promises of God through the Bible, and then personally, the word of promise that God has given to you in your life. Because of challenges, because of trials, because of testings, sometimes we forget. And sometimes we think, well, you know, like the Bible says, long hope wearies the heart. So after a while, you know, after you've been waiting a long time, then you don't, you know, you think, well, maybe it's not really going to happen. You must be persuaded that God is able. And if you know that the Lord is able, the Bible says he is not only able to do what we ask, he's able to exceed what we ask or think. In other words, if you can imagine it, God can do more. I mean, just imagine anything that you can imagine. You know, if you can think it, he can do it. And even more. You know, well, you say, anything? Yes, anything. I mean, just anything at all. Can God do anything? I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Is there anything that the Lord cannot do? Can he heal the sick? Can he provide for your needs? Can he guide you on a daily basis? Can he bring to pass the word that he has promised you? Will he let his word fall to the ground? The Bible says, the word that has proceeded out of my mouth shall not return unto me void. But it will accomplish the purpose whereunto I send it. And it will prosper in that which I please. The Lord has promised, and he is able to make it good. But we must believe that God is able. I want us to stand to our feet this morning. Just a short exhortation for us today. Do you believe that God is able? Is he able to keep the promise that he has given you? Or are you going to stagger at the promise of God through unbelief? Will you fall back because a little time has passed and the promise is not yet in your hand? Will you say, perhaps the Lord has forgotten me? Will you say that the Lord, see, will not have remembrance of his promise? But or will you be strong in faith, giving glory to God? The Bible says Abraham was strong in faith, giving the glory to God. Every day that he waited for the promise, he was strong in faith, giving the glory to God. Today, let us be strong in faith, giving the glory to God as we wait for every promise that God has ever given us. The greatest promise that he has given us, the promise of eternal life. Say, he that overcometh shall sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and I am set with my Father in his throne. Do you believe that God is able to do it? God, who promised, see, is able to do everything that he has promised. Let us pray. I want everybody to raise up your hands and just pray and say, Lord, I thank you for the promise. And I want everybody, one time, together, say it with me, the Lord is able. Everybody say it with me, the Lord is able. Yes, we know he is able. Everything that he has ever promised, he is able to do. And in fact, he is able to exceed our imaginations. He is able to exceed our expectations according to the power that is working in us. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, because your word will never fall to the ground. Every promise is yea and is amen in Christ. And in fact, all of the promises that God has ever given us, either through the written word or through the spoken word directly to each individual, God is able to perform. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because you are able to deliver us from the hand of the devil. You are able also, Lord, to make all grace abound toward us, that we might have all sufficiency in everything. Blessed be the name of Jesus. The Lord is able and he will do it. But we must believe with all of our heart. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I want each of us to spend a few minutes and tell the Lord that he is able. Confess with your heart and your mouth to the Lord that he is able. Because the Bible says the children of Israel, they limited the Holy One of Israel. See, they limited him by believing or not believing that he was able to do certain things. And once you limit the Lord, then he can't do very much for you. See, when there is unbelief or when there is limiting on doubting and so forth, then the Lord cannot do very much. But when you believe the Lord with all of your heart and say, I know that he that has promised is able to bring it to pass. See, God has promised, I am the Lord that healeth thee. See, and when you are faced with a little trial, a little sickness, a little disease, or a little challenge of the flesh, you must confess the word of God and say, God is able, and he has promised, and he will do it. When you are faced with even financial crisis, financial situations, do you believe that God is able to supply all your needs according to his riches in glory? If you don't believe it, then you cannot receive it. See? But if you believe it with all your heart, then you can receive it every single time. And every time, even if it may be a word that God will drop in your heart, you say, who has despised the day of small things? These few words of this of the exhortation this morning, unless you believe, see, the Bible said the word that was spoken did not profit them because it did not mix with faith in their hearts. The word will not promise you unless you unite with the anointing under which the word is spoken. The anointing this morning is to cause your heart to say that the Lord is able. Amen. See, and if you can say that with all your heart, that the Lord is able in every situation that you are in. If you can say that the Lord is able, he will be able and he will do it. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Already the Lord is able. See, he is able. But he might not do anything for you unless you acknowledge that he is able. Because the Bible said that even Jesus, he could not do great works wherever there was unbelief. See, so, but when we say that the Lord is able, in your prayers, in your private time, and every day, you say, I know that you are able. That which you have promised, I know that you are able. And every promise that God has given you, even though it looks like it has fallen away, you stay right with the word of God and say, I know that the Lord is able. He's able to even raise the dead. Even if that promise has fallen to the ground and looks like it has died, God is able to raise it. Amen. God is able to make every word that he has ever promised come alive. See, the Lord, he is God. And there is nothing that is too hard for him. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Lord, we acknowledge your lordship and your headship this morning. And your supremacy, knowing that you are able to do all things. God is able. Blessed be the name of Jesus. You are not only able, Lord, but you are willing. See, how many of you know the Lord is also willing? One man came to the Lord and said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. And the Lord said, I will be thou made whole. Not only is he able, but he is willing to make every grace abound toward you. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Lord, thou that quickeneth, quicken the word, even our hearts, Lord. Sometimes through long waiting, the heart is weary. But today, in the name of Jesus, cause our hearts to return to the place of trust, wherein we know that God is able. Hallelujah. And I know, Lord, that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. How many of you know that the Lord is able? Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Yes. Let us never sell the Lord short. Never limit the Holy One of Israel, because he is able. And if you know that he is able and you confess that he is able, then the Lord will stand up on your behalf. See, the Lord is motivated by the words of faith that we speak. Even the Bible says the angels that excel in strength, they hearken to the voice of his word. When you speak that word in faith and say, I know the Lord is able to fulfill that which he has promised me, then God will cause the angels to fly swiftly, see, and come to your rescue and to orchestrate events to bring that word to pass. See, known unto him are all his ways, even from the beginning. Ours is not to worry how the Lord will do it or when he will do it. All you need to know is what he has promised. As long as you know what he has promised, don't worry how he will bring it to pass. And don't worry when he will bring it to pass. But he will bring it to pass. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to sing this chorus with me. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Is that power working in you this morning? Is he working in you, causing you to believe? He said, because I have believed, therefore have I also spoken. Do you believe that he is able? If you believe, sing this song with me. And the Lord, he will come through for you. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. According to his power that worketh in us. According to the power that I walk at in all, he's able to do exceeding above that thing, above all he has thought. He's able to do exceeding above that thing, above all we have thought. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we are thought. According to the power that worketh in us, according to the power that worketh in me, he is able to do exceeding abundantly.
Give us a reference.
He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we are thought. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we are thought. According to the power that worketh in us, according to his power that worketh in us, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask of him. Now that song is found in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. For those of you, we don't have the words up on the slide, but if you want to turn to Ephesians chapter 3:20, you can sing it with understanding, because the Bible says sing with understanding. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. We're going to do it one more time, and you can look, the wordings are in there if you don't know it. Says God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. He is able to do exceeding abundant. Ephesians 3:20. For we ask all things. He is able to do exceeding abundantly. For we ask all things. According to the power that worketh in us. According to his power that worketh in us. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Jesus is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. According to his power and work at in us. According to his father and work at in us. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think.